Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Friday, the 31st of January, 2020. It's the 31st day of the year. 335 days remain till the end of the year, 48 days until spring begins, 32 days until primaries, and 277 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:14 this morning. The sun sets at 5:33 this afternoon. We have 10 hours, 19 minutes of daylight today. Solar transit at 12:23. The first high tide was at 3:50 this morning. The next high tide at 3:49 this afternoon. The first low tide at 10:07 this morning. And the final low tide at 9:31 tonight. The moon is currently 35.6% visible. A waxing crescent moon will have a quarter moon tomorrow and a full moon in 8 days next Saturday, the 8th. Today is Appreciate Your Social Security Check Day, Backwards Day, Brandy Alexander Day, Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day, Eat Brussels Sprouts Day, Hell is Freezing Over Day, Hug an Economist Day, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, National Big Wig Day, National Fun at Work Day, National Hot Chocolate Day, National Preschool Health and Fitness Day, and Scotch Tape Day, as it was on this day in 1930, 3M begins marketing Scotch Tape. It's also Amar Tithi in Meherabad, India, and also for followers of Meher Baba. Independence Day in Nauru, celebrating independence from Australia in 1968, and it's Children's Day, Street Children's Day in Austria. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Franz Schubert, Zane Grey, Eddie Cantor, Tallulah Bankhead, Bobby Hackett, Alan Lomax, Thomas Merton, Gary Moore, Jackie Robinson, Carol Channing, Mario Lanza, Norman Mailer, Benjamin Hooks, Norm Prescott, Kenzaburo Oe, Philip Glass, Susan Plachette, Beatrix of Netherlands, Dick Gephardt, Ken Wilber, John Lydon, Johnny Rotten, and Justin Timberlake. Much, much, much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to Kevin at KLW.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio station, and the listener-supported community service broadcast station of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. In elementary schools, the creamy chicken Alfredo, the Korean barbecue beef bowl with rice, the mild green chili and cheese tamale with rice and beans, and the seasoned carrot, corn, and peas. Middle and high schoolers can also have the chef's choice, the turkey pepperoni or cheese pizza, hamburger or cheeseburger, the yogurt parfait, the Caesar shaker salad, say that three times real fast, and roasted rosemary potatoes. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. Wow, I wish I had that when I was going to school. More BBC News later this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Sacramento County is paying more than $1.7 million to settle a wrongful death lawsuit filed after deputies killed a mentally ill black man. The Sacramento Bee is reporting an attorney for the mother of Michael Laney McIntyre, who was shot by Sacramento Sheriff's deputies in May of 2017, announced the settlement yesterday. Officers fired 28 rounds at the 32-year-old during rush hour traffic. McIntyre had been undergoing a mental health crisis. He had thrown rocks at the deputies before trying to run away. A sheriff's spokeswoman said the county attorneys found the settlement to be reasonable. Here's a story I found from our friends at 48 Hills. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors are saving classes at City College from being cut in a 7-4 vote. Supervisors approved a $2.7 million help in supplemental funding to City College of San Francisco from the General Reserve on Tuesday. The money is intended to restore some of 300 City College classes that have been cut for the spring semester, which are in addition to the 863 classes cut last year. The classes would be reinstated as part of a late start schedule. And also from SF Gate with the, here's a rather disturbing story, with the coronavirus on our minds coming out of China, there's a story about an Instagram message sent out by UC Berkeley's Be Well Cal to students saying that, people are saying is racist. At first look, it looks like a helpful list of things to watch out for: anxiety, feeling helpless, social withdrawal, difficulty concentrating or sleeping, anger. Sounds like things in life that we all have to live with and work hard to avoid. But at the end of the list, this health warning is warning people they should be alert for a symptom of, quote, xenophobia, fears about interacting with those who might be from Asia, and guilt about those feelings. People looked at this message and said, what? It's being called normalizing racism, making it look like racist reactions are natural. A spokesman for the UC Tang Center, UC officials, apologized for the statement and the language. That story from SF Gay. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Support for NPR comes from Frederica and Howard Stevenson, supporting Olin College and its work with other educators around the world to revolutionize engineering education and ignite the next generation of engineering innovators. More from olin.edu.